From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 11 U.S. states vote. U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has won two key Democratic primary elections in Super Tuesday voting, according to media projections. Her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, is projected to win in his home state of Vermont. Super Tuesday is the single most important day in the U.S. primary election calendar, with nearly a quarter of the delegates needed to win the Republican and Democratic nominations at stake. Voters are making final choices in states across the nation, from Georgia all the way to Alaska. Opinion polls suggest Republican Donald Trump could win 10 of the states in his party's balloting. The lone exception is Texas, where U.S. Senator Ted Cruz is hoping for a victory. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. He was speaking on German television. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the parties in the conflict to abide by the ceasefire.
So far, the cessation of hostilities is by and large holding, despite some incidents. I call on all parties to continue to keep their promises and demonstrate their good faith.
Ban Ki-moon, a suspected Islamic radical, appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges he helped destroy historic religious shrines in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pretrial hearing in The Hague. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants attacked an Iraqi military headquarters overnight, killing 8 officers. The 4 militants, dressed as soldiers, attacked the compound near the town of Haditha in Anbar province. This is VOA News.